Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Adam Kennedy. Batting second. The center fielder, Rajay Davis. Batting third. The right fielder, Ryan Sweeney. Batting fourth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting fifth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Darrick Barton. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Eric Patterson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Cliff Pennington. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Clayton Mortensen. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The shortstop, Orlando Cabrera. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The DH, Jason Kubel. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brian Buescher. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Alexi Carcilla. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Nick Blackburn. And now, play ball. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Span hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mauer for the out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morneau takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kubel hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cust hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Twins, 1. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ellis hits a line drive towards third. Buescher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrick Barton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Barton hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pennington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sweeney is 0-for-1 in the game. Sweeney strikes out. There goes Davis. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Suzuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Suzuki hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gomez. Suzuki reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. It's 3-1, Athletics. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kust is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kust takes first base on ball 4. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Barton is 0-for-1 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carcilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mortensen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Span is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Span hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Keppel now pitching. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Patterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Patterson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Patterson reaches second base with a double. Cliff Pennington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pennington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pennington takes first base on ball 4. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morneau scoops it up and throws to first, with Kepel covering, for the out. Patterson moves to third. Pennington moves to second. One out. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carcillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kepel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morneau hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Mortensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. Mauer moves to second. One out. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mauer moves to third. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kubel is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubel hits a pop-up towards short. Pennington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cuttier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kust is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kust takes first base on ball 4. Suzuki moves to second. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ellis hits a line drive towards first. Morneau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Mahaty now pitching. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 0 for 2 in the game. Barton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-1, Athletics. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Patterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Patterson hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pennington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pennington strikes out. Two outs. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Buescher is 0 for 1 in the game. Buescher hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alexi Carcillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carcillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Span is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Span hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Armando Gabino now pitching. Rajay Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Cabrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Kurt Suzuki batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Suzuki is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Suzuki hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-1, Athletics. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kust is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kust hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kust moves to second. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Barton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Barton hits a line drive towards third. Buescher catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kust moves to third. Ellis moves to second. Two outs. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Patterson takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Pennington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pennington takes first base on ball 4. Kust scores. Ellis moves to third. Patterson moves to second. It's 12-1, Athletics. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Orlando Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabrera is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mauer hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Sweeney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kubel is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mauer moves to third. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12. And the Twins won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Morales now catching. Justin Huber now playing first base. Francisco Liriano now pitching. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Span. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sweeney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sweeney hits a fly ball into left field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Suzuki is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Suzuki hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cust strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Adam Kennedy now playing second base. Landon Powell now catching. Bobby Crosby now playing third base. Jerry Blevins now pitching. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buescher is 0-for-2 in the game. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Tolbert now playing shortstop. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby strikes out. One out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Barton strikes out. Two outs. Eric Patterson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Patterson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Huber fields the ball and throws to Liriano covering. Safe. Cliff Pennington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pennington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Pennington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dana Eveland now pitching. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Span is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Span hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Span for the out. One out. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tolbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Justin Huber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Huber hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tolbert moves to second. Joe Creed pinch hits for Jason Kubel. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Rauch now pitching. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Ryan Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Landon Powell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Powell hits a pop-up towards third. Buescher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jack Kust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kust is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Kust strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cuttier strikes out. 1 out. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buescher is 0 for 3 in the game. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buescher moves to second. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pennington fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pennington. Buescher moves to third. Alexi Carcilla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carcilla is 0 for 3 in the game. Carcilla hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Buescher scores. Gomez moves to second. It's 12-2, Athletics. Denard Span batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Span is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Span takes first base on ball 4. Gomez moves to third. Carcilla moves to second. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tolbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tolbert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Carcilla scores. Span moves to third. It's 12-4, Athletics. Jeff Gray now pitching. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Span scores. Tolbert moves to second. It's 12-5, Athletics. Justin Huber is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Huber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Huber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Crosby fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 12, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.